gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Emails lunchtime live at newstalk.com. Dan McDermott is with me on the line today because, Dan, you got in touch with us here at lunchtime live to tell us about your little girl, Eve. She's cerebral palsy. She requires stem cell treatment. Is that right, Dan?
That's right, Andrea. Yes, thank you. And thank you, just to say thank you for having me on the program today. It's a great opportunity for us to share your story. Thank you very much. I got in touch with you to ask essentially for the help of your listeners, the wider countrymen and countrywomen of Ireland to help me with this particular task that I have at hand. My little girl, Eve, is now 3.5. When she was born, she was a healthy little bundle of joy in the summer of 2022. And very unfortunately, at 9 weeks old, she had viral meningitis. That meant that we were in ICU in Crumlin, which no parent wants to find themselves. It was a very, very scary and stressful time. Eve suffered what are known as vacant or absent seizures, which is what raised the alarm for us on a Saturday afternoon. And at the very early hours of Sunday morning of that weekend, at the end of August 22, she had what might be more commonly understood as a visible seizure. She was rushed to ICU, and it's at that point that they discovered that she was in the middle of a viral meningitis infection. The next 4 days were, quite frankly, just hell on earth in ICU.
Torture for the whole family, I have no doubt, Dan.
Indeed, yeah. Eve was our first child, our first and only child, and it was a long time coming for us to get to that pregnancy. And on the Thursday of that week, we heard the terrible news that Eve had a brain injury as a result of the meningitis infection. Mm-hmm. That represents itself today in Eve as cerebral palsy, which is a neurological condition that affects your ability to control your muscles and your mobility. And she also has a secondary diagnosis of epilepsy. Now, we're very glad and thankful in that Eve, in terms of her personality and her cognitive abilities, she's flying. She's bright and fun.
Yeah.
Very, very, very kind, lovely kid to be around. Full of love and adventure, but she has this motor deficit, this mobility challenge, and she is the most excited and adventurous kid. And she, as in her own words, she has a dream that she can step all by her own self. Yeah. You know.
Go on ahead, Dan.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut across. Okay, thank you. In 2024, at the end of 2024, through the generosity of very many wonderful people, we did a successful fundraising campaign to deliver stem cells for her in 2025. We travelled in the summer of last year to have those stem cell infusion for her, and then that followed up with a 16-week program of intensive physio and OT and hydrotherapy, all kinds of different therapies, and each therapy and the stem cell treatment, they work hand in hand. Each one kind of supercharges the other.
Yeah. Where did she have that done?
Enormous gains. So the treatment was delivered in Georgia, which is in the eastern part of Europe, as opposed to the state in America. So we travelled to the city of Tbilisi, and the stem cell therapy was delivered there. It's by an infusion. It's very non-invasive. It's as simple as having an IV, like an IV antibiotic or whatever. Some people might be familiar with that. It took about 40 minutes. It was a little monitoring period of about 3 hours where she went through her recovery because she was under light sedation. Everyone checked her out. We were checked out again the next day, and we flew home the following day. And we began our 16 weeks of therapy then.
And I'm sure people are wondering why it didn't happen here in Ireland, but I take it then that this particular stem cell treatment you're talking about isn't available here?
It's not, no. It's not available in Ireland at present.
And were you recommended by the medics here to travel to Georgia?
Not specifically, no. We've done a huge amount, and I have to say credit to Sarah's mom, Sarah, who has done my partner, who has done a huge amount of work on this, huge amount of research on this. And it is an emerging public health style treatment in other countries around the world, but not yet in
Ireland. Here. So how was Eve in the aftermath of all of that in the 16 weeks and all of the different kind of follow-up and multidisciplinary, you know, elements that you touched on there, Dan?
The difference is night and day. This, we've gone from a kid who couldn't support herself in a seated position to a child now who is able to stand on her own for periods of time, to go from like a seated position up to a kneeling position. She's much more mobile. She's on the very beginning of her journey now to be walking. She's using a walker, she's still under the. We, in addition to those 16 weeks that we did, we're obviously going to physio and OT every week on a weekly basis as well. And she's showing improvements all the time. Just to give you one very simple anecdote, we received the treatment in mid-July. We were home just before the end of July, and we went to our first session of physiotherapy of that 16 weeks. And in session one with her therapist, by the end of a two-hour session, she could already see a difference. And over the 16 weeks, those gains have just increased more and more and more. Mm. And what's crucial now at this point is that up to the age of about 5, and then again about 7, and it diminishes as you go along, but up to the age of about 5, Eve's neuroplasticity, that's your brain's ability to make new connections, that's higher than it will ever be now. And it's dropping off the older Eve gets. And don't get me wrong, every human is capable of learning new skills throughout their entire lifetime, whether you're 9 or 90. But right now, we have this incredibly fertile window where Eve can make all these new connections and has the best possible chance of the stem cell therapy doing its job, you know?
That stem cell treatment you talked about in Georgia, what was the cost of that, Dan?
So by the time you factor in travel and expense of accommodation and all that sort of stuff, including the purchase of the cells and the delivery of the cells, it comes close to 30 grand,
right.
30,000 euro. And then the follow-up treatments, you need to book those all in advance because you're block booking. Like Eve would often do 3 or 4 days, 2 hours per day in physio, and then the next week it could be OT, and the next week it could be hydrotherapy. And sometimes we'll double up on therapies during the week. So those intensive blocks of therapy for 16 weeks, they also have an enormous cost, which can run to 25-30k as well. So right now, what we're really hoping we can ask our community, our neighbours, our wider countrymen and women of Ireland to help us with is to deliver the cost of stem cell treatment. That deadline is fast approaching. Mm. We need to have that boxed away by the beginning of February.
So you're basically kind of fundraising, really, aren't you, Dan? That's what.
Indeed.
Yeah. And where are you doing that, or where can people find out more information about it?
So many people will be familiar with various funding platforms. The Irish-owned, Irish-operated funding platform that we use is iDonate. That's the letter I, the word donate. And on there, our campaign is under Eve's Dream to Walk. Eve's Dream to Walk on iDonate. And then we have an associated Facebook page, a website, and an Instagram channel where you can follow Eve's progress, and you can see the quality of the therapies that she's receiving and
how she's doing. And I assume that every subsequent treatment that Eve receives, it'll be in and around the same kind of 25, 30 grand you're talking about again.
That's
is it?
Right.
That's what you need to fundraise,
The stem cell cost runs between 25 and 30 grand by the time you take in accommodation and flights and all that sort of stuff. And then the follow-up therapies are about the same again. So, like, as you can imagine, that's close to 50, 60,000 per year. Now, obviously, in future years, there won't be the persistent need to deliver the stem cells, but the therapy end of it will still be there. And as a one salary family. Like, I'm working. Sarah, Eve's mum, is at home full time with Eve. She's Eve's full time carer.
To make it clear, Eve
needs help moving literally from position A to position B, you know, at the moment. And we're working to change that. But right now, she needs full time care. So, as a one salary family, it's incredibly challenging to be able to fund that.
When are you hoping to go back for the treatment, Anne?
So the treatment is planned for mid-March of this year, and then the summer will be taken up, April through to about August, will be taken up with all of the intensive blocks of therapy. And we're hoping that we can be sharing news in August or September of this year of Eve walking, standing on her own, and really beginning that adventure of exploring the world like every child should be able to do.
I'm just looking at pictures of it here on your website, and it's at iDonate is where people, Eve's Dream to Walk, that's the name, isn't it, of the link where people can find out if they want to donate. Look, Dan, thanks a million for getting in touch with us and sharing Eve's story, your own story, with us here on the programme today. It's very, very difficult for parents, for any parent in this kind of situation, and travelling abroad and, God, trying to get the money together and all that goes with it. But if you want to find out more, if you want to donate whatever you can to Eve McDermott's the campaign, as Dan mentioned, you can find it at iDonate. That's Dan McDermott there. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.